Confederate monuments, the split in U.S. society is now moving to the world of the big screen. One cinema in Memphis has cancelled the annual showing of the 1939 classic movie Gone with the Wind. The iconic film about love and civil war was reportedly accused of being racist by America's left wing. Based on Margaret Mitchell's novel Gone with the Wind, it's set on a southern plantation way back during the Civil War and Reconstruction periods. So now that cancellation after 34 years has fired up social media. Some on one side incredulous the film was dropped, others stressing that art should be out of politics. Some tweets were accompanied with the hashtag Hattie McDaniel after the actress who played the housemaid. The history of her, she became the first African-American to be nominated for and to win an Academy Award. Back then, the film's producer collaborated closely with rights groups to prevent accusations of racism. Writer and political activist Jeffrey Mark Klein believes that from monuments to award-winning films, the country's left wing is trying to rewrite America's history right now.
It's kind of insane that they would claim this movie is insensitive when Hattie McDaniel is the first black person to win an Oscar. So that movie has very historical significance, even just for that fact. I guess there's a chance that the management of the theater is afraid that radical left groups like Antifa are going to show up and destroy the theater if